Hey, everybody. It's Clay Pigeon from The Dusty Show. You're listening to Frederick's Mind Thing. Enjoy. It's all going to leak out eventually. That or evaporate. Because we live in a world of impermanence. It seems to me that it's better to let it go slowly. Kind of like a butterfly. Life is like a butterfly.
Say life is like water. Come on, Frederick, you're mixing your metaphors and you're giving me a headache. Life is like water. It's going down the drain. It's going down the drain. Time is like life.
They were both magazines.
No. Time is
just another form of space, I suspect.
No. This is time
It's like water. It only works when it's moving. Time is like water. If you try to hold it too tightly, it slips away. It slips away even more rapidly.
Yeah, you already said that. Water. Time is like a feather. Or if you love something, set it free. Or if something's going down the drain. The only thing predictable is unpredictability.
Time is like a chain that keeps us bound to this earthly plane. Once we can break free of those shackles, we can fly like a bird.
You ever notice how the sound of water changes when you add dishwashing liquid? Listen. Softens.
Like water.
Oh, cut it out.
Sometimes. Oh, do I hate taking pictures of mountains?
Why is that, Fredericks?
If you stand back far enough to capture pictures of mountains,
the immenseness of the mountains that you're looking at,
you lose all the details of the trees.
If you stand back far enough to capture their beauty,
and if you zoom in or move close enough,
the immenseness of the mountains,
the beauty of the trees, you lose all the details of the trees. And if you zoom in, you get the beauty of the trees, you don't know you're looking at a mountain.
Don't tell me. Life is like taking pictures of mountains.
Right? Right, 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 right.
Coming up next is an interview with Dave from Knoxville, a brilliant mathematician and a good man. I recorded this last night and edited it without losing any of the important content.
Frederick's going to interview
I don't think I knew that.
You know why I like pie?
When properly prepared, it's delicious.
Because it's all around.
And it is our existence. There is no end.
But there is no end. Nothing to there. Oh, but why not eat?
Maybe because I'm not familiar enough with E. Could you enlighten? Enlighten me a little bit. Start enlightening.
E is a number that occurs naturally. Literally, physically in nature. It is approximately 2.718281828, but then it is an irrational number, so it does not continue that repetition. It goes on.
And that's irrational to continue forever, huh?
continue forever without repeating the same set pattern over and over.
That makes you irrational?
That's irrational.
I'm irrational, too.
If it goes on forever, it's irrational.
Well, then I'm irrational, I suspect. I don't repeat. I try not to. I don't repeat. I try not to. And what about these imaginary numbers that mathematicians need to solve the difficult equations?
Well, there's something called an imaginary unit, which is just an invention. If you divide a negative number by itself, you get square root.
Square root. That means?
So if you have x squared.
Something times itself.
That's right.
Okay. But nothing times itself equals negative one.
That's right, until someone, and I wish I could tell you who.
The mathematicians won't let them know.
Invented the imaginary unit. Which they said, okay, from now on.
People pardon me, just for a second, Dave.
Sure.
This guy came up and he said, I'm going to create an imaginary unit. And people said, okay.
Well, no, I mean.
Hey, wait a minute, pal.
A lot of mathematics is established by definition.
Okay, okay.
So in other words, someone makes up something and says, okay.
Okay.
Theoretically. Now, what happens in real life?
That's what I've been wondering about.
Physics takes over. Let's put this one another way for a second. I never got to calculus. You want me to go back to calculus?
No! I want to know, where were we before we went to physics? So we went from geometry to physics.
But in the physical world, there are, at least theoretically.
Here we go again. You guys and your nonsense.
Indivisible.
Oh.
Right?
Wait a minute. What's indivisible?
There are thought to be some particles.
Oh, now we're getting into subatomic physics. Okay, yeah, like...
For years, they thought they were protons.
And then they went to bosons,
right. And...
Yeah. I've read about this stuff.
And so there may be a smallest particle that you cannot have a physical distance smaller than, in which case, theoretically, your nose would eventually have to hit the door.
I break in at this moment to point out that up to this point, I was doing fine with Dave. Things started to get a little strange. Listen.
That's not theoretically. If I kept getting closer, eventually my nose would hit the door. We both know that.
No, we don't know that.
That is when the conversation started to go off course. Listen to his tone.
No, we don't know that.
It sounds as if he's dripping with irony and contempt. At least that's the way I hear it. Then the oblique threats begin.
If you stand in the yard and I shoot an arrow at you,
I'd be pissed.
It has to get halfway to you before it can hit you.
Yeah.
And then from that instant, it has to get halfway to you before it can hit you. And over and over again, every time, no matter what snapshot in time you look at, It's got to get halfway to you before it hits you. So how can it ever get to you?
Piss me off.
Oh, God. Please.
Piss me off. It bugged me.
Doesn't matter. No matter how pissed you get, you cannot do it. But see, that doesn't really exist. So it's a purely abstract concept. It's a thing that cannot exist. But, conceptually it has to exist, even though it's physically impossible for it to exist. But it cannot exist in the real world, because there is no such thing as... It's just pure abstraction. It's just Pure abstraction. It's just pure abstraction.
It's Clay Pigeon from The Dusty Show. You're listening to Frederick's Mind Thing. Enjoy.
We've just about reached the end of Frederick's Mind Thing, episode number 15.
Let's ask Dave if we can really get to the end of a podcast.
Right, so you can always go, theoretically, you can always get halfway closer to it again.
See, I told you.
Nah, this is the end. And hey, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks to Dave from Knoxville for being such a good sport.
Feels good.
And Clay Pigeon, the host of the very unique Dusty Show on WFMU. If you get a chance, I really appreciate comments, particularly over on iTunes. I think that's where people pay the most attention. Anyways, talk to you soon. Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you soon.
Talk
to you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk
to
you
soon.
Talk